All right, everybody. And normally this is where I say, if you haven't seen, but I got nothing. I got nothing. This is going to be an interesting episode. So, everybody, if you're ready, let's start the show.
Here, Tom Thompson, adventure begins. An exciting spectacle brought to you by NOW and Technicolor Podcast.
Welcome to the heat. Swim on the feet. In a Technicolor, you know what I mean. Caught up in a fleet. In a Technicolor, peep into the heat.
All right, everybody. I am Jay Loss today, and man, you're gonna find this one interesting because this is gonna definitely be fun. Man, we thought they had just disappeared and like just never gonna return. I guess I don't know, but you're never gonna believe who's actually sitting here. It's J-Man and Smashley.
Hey, this is J-Man, and there's been a lot of things going on. I blame some equipment issues. We recorded one episode, but something blew out in the middle of it.
Yeah, it was a mic.
And
it just dropped out like a third of the way into the episode.
Hey, man, sometimes these episodes get intense, so sometimes you're not paying attention to our levels, because we're paying attention to,
our levels. Like the Leaning Tower of Jesus.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, she just turned this into the goof troop.
Goofy troop.
That's like one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's Smashley here. And everybody, I'm drinking a little. So, yeah. And you missed us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been trying to set up an episode for a while. And then we were going to do Goodfellas.
Hey,
and then the movie just disappeared.
Hey, I watched Goodfellas and it's really good.
I mean, I watched Goodfellas a number of times, but not recently.
I'm going to save all my material, though, for when we do it, because I got some good material. I got some A-plus stuff.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some stuff that'll make some people run away.
In a good way. Okay. This will be good. I like it. But, so what's everybody been up to, really? I mean, like, I realize that we haven't really done this in a while, and this ought to be fun. I know we've been working a lot of work.
Some guy that we worked with, or our former president of our company, was walked out by police. I don't know if we talked about that.
That he was.
No, we've not had a chance to talk about that,
which is hilarious because we all actually worked together, and this guy was walked out by a cop.
Oh, two cops.
On a
two.
Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, one of the cops did not look like Mr. Cooper from Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Which, unfortunately, I have been pulled over by more than one time in my life, but it's been a while. It's been a long time since I've seen him.
Great looking guy, though.
Great guy. Great looking guy.
I didn't say he was a great guy.
No. I meant great looking. Yeah. Okay. Great looking guy.
Just make sure you put the look tall. In there. Yeah. Make sure you put the look in. He's not a good guy. He's actually kind of an asshole.
Yeah, he's pretty crooked. But he was pretty crooked.
Us good looking guys usually are assholes.
It's true. What's wrong with y'all? What's wrong with everybody? What's wrong with the world most of the time? The world scares the shit out of me. You know, speaking of what everybody's up to, really, without getting all too, like, into it, though, but for real, the world is fucked up. The whole fucking world.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff going on in the whole Hollywood world. We haven't talked about any of that stuff, and we probably won't really talk about it.
No, I don't feel like touching on it.
But there's been a lot of stuff going on.
I don't want to talk about it either.
Okay, one thing that kind of correlates to it that I need to talk about real quick, it's a current event, really, is this Photoshop issue with Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, Vanity Fair. What, have you seen this?
I have not, but I'm dying over here because I'm like, this is
okay.
Gotta be hilarious.
They cut James Franco out because they have this like Me Too type cover, which, you know, I totally understand and respect that. But they cut James Franco out because of the allegations. Uh-huh. You know, there's allegations against James Franco now.
Yeah, I heard about this.
They fucked up, and they... Oprah has three hands, and Reese Witherspoon has three legs.
Yep. I've seen it. It's insane. I've never in my life... I said, whoever the fuck did this, fired.
Was he, like, in the middle of them?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I can't even tell you what happened, but it's ridiculous. Like, the
like
fact
just the
that,
idea, like, it's just, like...
The fact that they got printed.
And, like, his leg stayed over here, and he was, like, dead in the middle of them, and they just removed him from the middle.
How do you get three Oprah hands?
I assumed it was just parts of him that they left.
There have been rumors of, you know, shape-shifting aliens, but, you know, I don't want to get into that without, you know, proper disclosure and a voice-changing mechanism, and, I stutter about it. It makes me worry.
You are definitely worked up.
It's scary.
You're starting to sweat.
Dude.
It's weird.
I see it.
I've been in a lot of rabbit holes. I know too much.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, dude, that Photoshop was ridiculous.
That's redonk.
There was Christmas. I hope everybody had a good Christmas and a good New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
There was Halloween, I think, and there was birthdays.
There was all sorts of stuff.
Thanksgiving, and there was lots of stuff going on. That's why I feel like everybody just had lives for just a couple months. And work has been really crazy since that guy got fired. Not crazy bad, crazy good, but...
I wish he would have got tased. Somebody should have got tased. I wish John would have got tased.
Always with me getting tased.
You're good at taking tasers, man.
It's always John should get like tackled by that guy, or John should get shot by that taser.
Well, if you're good, you're a good stunt man. You should have a job.
I should have had a job.
You still time.
Eh.
Maybe. Get up at Byron Fever and ask him if he want to take a
He'll
few bumps.
He did it. Where's he at?
For his next horror movie.
I don't know. I'd have to really get back into shape for taking bumps again.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
But let's talk about something that we talked quite a bit about before it happened. Star Wars, man. Let's talk about it.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw this fucking bumper in here for the first time in forever.
All right.
All right, so I'm starting it in this time. Ha ha.
Hello.
But this was fun. Y'all, I still haven't actually seen the damn movie.
Shame, shame. Wagging the finger of shame.
It's literally almost February, and I haven't had the time
to
see it.
We took the kids and the whole family on a Saturday morning.
Right after it came out.
It was
the Saturday morning after it came out.
Yeah, it came out. And
it's not so much taking the other two with us to the theater. It's taking the last one.
Yeah, he didn't go. Ours didn't go either. The last one we left.
And I got nowhere to leave him.
We left him at home. We said, no. My grandma watched him because we would never go see a movie that with him.
Well, it's
right
a three-hour movie. I'm surprised Our youngest daughter can even sit through it, really.
Yeah.
But I think if Ray wasn't the lead, I don't think she could sit through it.
Yeah,
probably
she's
not.
Real inspired by
her watching Ray do her badass stuff, and also Rose in this movie, she loved that character. I know she kind
of... I love that character.
I know that I've seen some lists and stuff saying that, like, Rose is the worst character ever, blah, blah.
Who the fuck are those people? We'll find you.
I don't know. I think that a lot of people that hated the movie, I don't know. It's just that they hated episode one and shit too. I mean, what they always hate everything.
Everybody's gonna hate. Haters gonna hate. Yeah. Insert the little memes right now.
The Force Awakens was too fucking. It was the same thing.
It was too woke.
This movie's too different. What the fuck?
This is too Last Jedi.
We want something different. We can't accept the fact that it was so different. Oh my God.
It was really good to me. And like, what I keep trying to like. like I'm telling people on the internet, I'm yelling at my phone sometimes. I'm like, it's the middle movie. It's like this, it's like, it's a puzzle piece to a trilogy. So, I mean, people that are really upset and butthurt that there's an end is not an end. This is not an end to anything. This is a puzzle piece and there's still another whole fucking episode. So I'm like pumped up and excited. And I love this fucking episode and I love Rose. I think her and Chira Imwe and Wicket are my favorite fucking Star Wars people of all fucking time. So suck it, people who hate on Rose. She is not Jar Jar Binks. You people have lost your fucking minds. Well, I read so many articles that said that you people have lost your fucking minds.
I love all
that
Jar Jar Binks is was supposed to be, or is a Sith Lord kind of deal. Like, I love that. If you've ever sat down and looked into that, some people get pretty fucking deep with it.
And yeah, it's I've seen it. Yeah, it's a pretty well-worked theory.
I'm like, you know what? It's pretty good. Like, I would bargain to say that that's really how that might have should have gone, and you know what? I'm sad it didn't. If it was supposed to be the way it was gonna go, because that would have been cool as hell.
There's a lot more to his story apparently in the books or something.
Yeah,
you can look into that. I don't remember it exactly, so I won't really talk about it. I think he gets fucked off at some point though.
Well, yeah.
And like there's like a like fucking beggar or something in the streets again. But I thought the movie was good too. I thought, you know, the kids really loved it.
They did.
They really did. I thought like the Kylo Ren stuff and the Rey stuff, they're building to something big. I don't know exactly which way they're gonna go. There's so many ways that they could go, because like they've kinda teased, like, you know, that they might like each other. And there's also the kind of tease, like they might be brother and sister. And there's all these fucking things. And, you know, I know people got crazy about Rey's parents deal. And I'm like, if you think that's it, then yeah, you think that's really going to be it? No, that's not going to be it. That can't be it.
No. That's bullshit.
You were meant talking to me about that previously. And I was just like, well, I was kind of like, I don't know about that. You got to take that with a grain of salt. You got to take it for what it is when it comes out of a particular character's mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
And you also got to pay attention to the way that they may have said it.
Yeah, I felt like there was a whole lot more that's going to be told next time that is, you know, they're holding out. And I've seen people complaining about, you know, like the Luke Skywalker Force hologram deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you've heard about it.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen people complain about that, and the director of the movie, I think it was the director.
It was him.
Yeah, he was getting, like, people were like, oh, this is so stupid. He doesn't know anything about it. And he pulled out, like, the Jedi book, and it was one of the advanced techniques to do the Force hologram. And he was, like pointing at the fucking words in the book, trolling them. And I thought that was pretty epic troll.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. But
he knew his shit.
Yeah. I think it was very well done. I don't want to talk too much about it because, you know, you haven't seen it, but it's good stuff.
Hell yeah.
It is good stuff.
I know that you watched another Star Wars movie and you talked about it on another show.
Yeah.
Epic YouTube commentary show, correct? Isn't that what it was on?
No. It was Laser Disco, man.
Oh, it was Laser Disco.
Yeah, with Duff and Shampoo.
You
man.
Do so many shows now, man. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah,
there's like 50 shows.
Jay lost the days all over the place, losing the days.
He, dude, being the most hated man in the Podfix network has to come with the role of forgetting which show is which, and that's what I do.
That is your shtick.
And Shampoo is one of the most respected men in the Podfix network.
Podfacts.
Yeah. And
I'll tell you what, yeah, like, right, yo, oh man, is that a good podcast right there? Oh man, well, you should get your Podfacts on that.
I bet there is a podcast called Podfacts.
What did you think?
If there isn't, copyright.
What did you think about the Star Wars Christmas Spectacular? Sum it up for me in a
I've said it on that show, and I think I may have told you after I watched it, but wow. How that got made, I have no clue. And how they got $1 million for the fucking budget of that makes absolutely no sense. Like, Wookiee Life Day is possibly the most ridiculous fucking thing. Like, this, his son is, like, they have actual names, but they call him, like, fucking Itchy.
I've never seen it. I need to watch it. But all I've ever heard is that Carrie Fisher is fucking wasted.
Carrie Fisher is so high on cocaine that literally she can't close her mouth.
I don't think we need to besmirch anyone's name. You know, I will not.
She was on screen just like this.
I don't see a piece of paper that has her toxicology report for that day.
All right, look, they got $1 million budget.
I mean, all right, a lot of people have.
Look, man, they probably put about $5,000 in that actual movie. The rest of it went to booze and cocaine.
I mean, wouldn't you do the same thing?
I mean, it's.
I don't see your. I mean, what have you done tonight?
It is the '70s, and I'm guessing yes, possibly.
What have you done tonight? I don't see any. I mean,
no cocaine.
I don't see your drug test results.
The only thing I got here is this win.
I don't even know what that means. That could be anything. That could be any kind of. That could be a combination. That could be a toxic cocktail.
It's a toxic cocktail right there. It's a damn Pill Cosby.
Fucking Jay Lost the Day, the founding member, the founding cause of the opioid crisis of Tennessee.
The founding father of the founding member.
Yeah, dude, you found his member and you caused the opioid crisis.
The opioid crisis.
You are an opiate producer.
Hospitals and medical professionals didn't actually cause that by using all their fucking pills and shit that are laced. Every one of them is laced with fucking opioids because that's the fucking base.
You're an opiate producer.
I am.
What the hell is going on in here? What the hell's going on in here? I feel like doing a Marge Simpson, like just.
He was besmirching a good actress's name.
Actress.
And
I'm not even sure who we're talking about now.
You know what I really want to do right now, everybody? It's just eat Doritos. But I can't eat Doritos on a podcast because if you eat Doritos on a podcast, the crunch sound, like, would be so annoying and loud, right?
I know this guy that runs this podcast.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And he actually eats. He calls it woos and chews.
I swear to God, you better be making that up.
I'm not making it up. And he eats while he's.
And you know this guy?
Yeah.
That is possibly the stupidest fuck. Like.
So I can't steal it then. Like, and, I couldn't be like, and
it's just me. It's just me, maybe, because I can't stand the sound. That would get on my absolute last nerve.
Just hear me talk and be like, yeah, everybody, I would eat the hell out of them too, because that's how I want to eat them right now.
Listening to the bag rustle and
that. No, I would try to sneak them out without making the bag rustle. Like, I'd try to be like a ninja getting, and I
you know
have
what's
to
hilarious?
Look at my chips. I have
the
to
more you
them.
Act like a ninja trying to get the chips out of the bag, the more fucking noise you make.
No. I have to special pick mine every time. Okay, moving on now. What else is going on in everyone's life?
I guess we can move to our next segment.
Yeah.
And what is it called? This is what it's called. The most anticipated movies of 2018.
Yay! Alright, everybody, so I guess we're going to talk about most anticipated of 2018 as far as films go. I'm trying to think, like, Deadpool 2, that's really, like, pretty much a top of my list, I believe.
You are wearing two Deadpool shirts, literally two, a long sleeve Deadpool shirt and a short sleeve on top of it.
Yeah. It's actually one shirt.
It's two shirts. And a Deadpool hat and Deadpool socks.
Pretty close. I mean, I am a large Deadpool fan, sir.
I'm excited about Deadpool. The movie.
I've liked Deadpool since like the early 90s.
Isn't Cable going to be in this?
He is.
And he looks badass.
He looks pretty nice.
Yeah, he looks pretty badass.
So I'm really excited to see how this all plays out. And then there was all that mess with the, you know, the Disney Marvel thing where they bought all that, the rights to that stuff.
Yeah, like they merged basically. Yeah. Yeah.
And they were worried that, Deadpool was going to like maybe get a rating cut. Mm-hmm. And no.
That's not true.
Because it wouldn't have made any. And I was like, why would you be like, I understand it's Disney, but at the same time, I mean,
Disney owns so many other things.
Them cutting the rating on from an R rating movie would just make the, like, there's no way you could actually do it and make money with that. Like, you would just, right? Like, at that point, I would figure Ryan Reynolds would just be like, nah, fuck it.
Don't they have their hands in other things that are already like rated R and stuff?
Yes. That's my other point. I'm like, they own other affiliate companies that do adult R rated movies.
Yeah, that's what they focus on because guess what? Disney is Disney. Just because somebody owns it. People are insane.
There's this thing called, like, you know, diversify.
Yeah. People don't understand anything, though. They all just like flip their lid all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Everybody loses their shit all the time. And everybody thinks that their opinion is important all the time.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, people have important opinions sometimes.
Well, no, when you have billions of people on a planet, right? Is that what we're up to now? We all think we're all the same. We all think our opinion is important. Anybody with a social media or a platform is tweeting it away or whatever. Everybody's crazy. They're all nuts.
Well,
people are people.
Yeah.
Really.
This is accurate, but I am looking forward to this movie, though. Like I said, like Cable's in it, but I watched the first Deadpool the first time on a plane.
On a plane.
And it was really good. It was really good. I enjoyed it, and I wasn't going to watch it because the first time Ryan Reynolds played Deadpool was in that X-Men. Was it Wolverine Origins?
Yes.
And he had like laser eyes.
That was the most stupid. He had like the laser eyes and like the katana like forearms, and like, he had his mouth mutated shut and his eyelids cut off.
I didn't really get into any comics except Deadpool, and then this movie comes out and he's a fucking mockery.
Oh, it was terrible.
I was pissed, too. So I had no faith in Ryan Reynolds. And
he
then,
was really, really mad. Oh,
fuck that. He's still cussing it.
It was good.
No. You're cussing that Wolverine Origins because I'm still cussing that Wolverine Origins. I'm like, that's just some shit. But, yeah, you were real skeptical about him when he was coming out for that first one there. And then when you saw it, you were like, man, that was great.
It was a good movie. Really good.
So, yeah.
A lot of badass scenes. A lot of fucking good humor.
A lot of hilarious humor.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that really played up the comic stuff. You know, it was good shit. Yeah.
He did a really, really, really good job on that movie, actually. I think that now, after seeing that movie, I can't pick another body. There's nobody else to play that role, I think.
I mean, he fits it really well.
Yeah.
He fits it really
well. Nobody could be like him, like, afterwards. Like, it would be hard to be, like, play that kind of Deadpool. He's just so, like, I don't know. It's just so, I don't know. So, I don't know what it is. And I don't even, and honestly, I don't even like Ryan Reynolds either. I wasn't happy about him being the person. I was like, isn't he, like, the Green Lantern or something already? Anyways.
Oh, yeah.
How can we be a double agent? What the fuck? I was like, who is this?
We don't need to talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the only thing I thought.
We don't ever in my life need to talk about that.
That's all I thought, though. You know, I'm like, he's not like, Deadpool.
I still don't even know what the end of that movie is because I never finished watching that movie.
Well, I never watched it ever.
Actually, I take that back. Somebody said it has something to do with seeing Sinestro.
I never watched it.
As like the actual Yellow Lantern and stuff. So I'm like, okay. But.
Never. I'm never going to watch it either. I was like, you double agent
that,
fuck.
That suit thing and just the way they were. Oh, it was so bad. It was so bad.
Yeah, dude. I never seen it, but I didn't really want to watch it, so.
Yeah, no.
Another movie I guess I'm looking forward to. I'm not going to go with the first Mark pick of the Han Solo. I'm going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
But let's go with Halloween remake that Danny McBride's working on.
Yes.
And I know there's been some little bit talks of maybe it being delayed, but right now it's still on track for being released in October.
19th.
Yeah.
October 19th.
You know, this is well, it's not a remake, really. It's supposed to be like a direct follow-up to, I guess, the second one, I think. Or is it the first one?
No, I think it is this. I think it is the second one. I think it's the second one. Because she's in the, it's whatever last one, like, in occurrence that she was in, like, on the main storyline.
Yeah, how direct can it be, though? Because if you go from the original second one, and use, are they going to use Jamie?
Yes, she is confirmed in it.
Okay, so that's a huge time jump.
Yeah, it is, but I mean, like, they literally said that it's going to be based on, like, the after the first two and then none of the other ones that happened.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying this is their story that they're picking up on.
This is their story.
So not Halloween, okay. H2O, where she's like at the school.
Yeah, no, I get this. I get this. It's supposed to be like literally like none of the other movies happen. This is supposed to be what happens like literally after the second movie, as far as their timeline is concerned.
Yes.
But, I mean, it'd be pretty good.
But it's Danny McBride.
I love Danny McBride. Y'all see that dumbass fucking Crocodile Dundee like trailer thing he did?
No, and I'm fucking up with life since I haven't seen it, because first I love Crocodile Dundee.
Oh no!
It's really funny.
It really is.
I'm fucking up.
It's because when you see it, you're just like, nah. This can't be a real movie.
Is it real?
No. It's fake.
Okay.
It was like a commercial advertisement joke kind of deal.
Oh, okay.
So exactly Danny McBride's.
Yeah, album. Yeah. No, it's funny. You should definitely like look it up and check it out because it's amusing. But for that first glance, when you're like, this can't be real.
I got high hopes for him though, man. I think he really enjoys the series. You know, he's a huge fan of Halloween. And he's, I think he might do it justice, man. And I'm a huge fan of everything he fucking puts his work into. So.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be way better than that Halloween Rob Zombie Halloween 2 movie.
And, I mean, like, look at, which one was it? Key or Peele? It was Peele, wasn't it? Did it get out?
Jordan Peele?
Yeah. Look at him doing horror movies. I mean, like, you know, these comedy guys, you know, they have...
Their brains go both ways, yeah.
You know, I have a lot of high hopes for them.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're definitely pretty good at it. And like you say, Get Out was a huge success, so...
I really need to watch that, man.
It's on our DVR.
I recorded it.
We can there never watch it, though, because the kids, I swear, anytime we start something like that, like, there's lots of stuff in there that say resume, because we have to pause, because the kids will come in, and then we'll be like, this is not appropriate for you. And
this,
then,
this is not something they should probably necessarily watch at this moment, I guess, but at the same
time.
Have
you watched it?
I still haven't watched it. I know what the, like, everything about the premise of it, though.
Yeah. And, like, you know, some of the rated R movies aren't so bad, really, that, you know, like, because one of our kids is 12, you know, he can watch some of those because they're not that bad.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Like,
you know, when you were 12, you were watching some, like, Jason.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if he watches Jason.
Yeah, he likes that stuff.
You know, like, there's some, like,
But our, like, almost 10-year-old does not like scary movies.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, you know, there's, like, if I haven't seen the movie, I can't let them watch any of it. No. I have to see it first, so.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, the Get Out thing, I've been wanting to watch it.
Yeah, no, I need to actually watch it. Like, it's on my list of have-to-watch movies.
Yeah,
it just,
sure.
I haven't got to it.
Dude, I even have La La Land on there, man, recorded.
Yeah, there you go. That'll be all right.
Have you watched that?
Yeah. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not like bad.
Is it?
It's not like the best movie ever, but it's actually pretty good.
So it's not like, Dancing in the Rain ish.
Singing in the Rain?
No. Yeah. You know what I said. I'm drunk. Leave me alone. I don't care that I messed up. I fucked up. I accept my fuck up and mistakes because I'm a real human being. Damn it to hell. So yeah, Singing in the Rain, it wasn't like that at all.
It's not nearly as good as that.
How could it be?
Yeah. Well, no, yes. Well,
I was like, it's like not in comparison to Singing in the Rain. Yeah.
Not at all. Okay.
No.
See, because that's what I imagined it to be in my head.
How does it compare to...
Like, I was like, you're talking about like... Sorry.
How does it compare to perhaps, you know... Like, you know, like Jeremiah Johnson?
I mean...
What a throwback.
That's a throwback, man. That's a great movie. That's a solid, fantastic movie. I can't ever like mention that movie and not think about him in that goddamn river, like just looking back and just smiling and going, just nodding.
The gif.
Like it just, I can't do it. Like that. It's like, it just makes you smile. It makes you smile.
He's a tough guy.
Tough individual.
What's a movie you're looking forward to, Smashley?
Smashley has a list, and there's like
throw
seven of them on there. Okay, let's talk about one of them then. Let's talk about Ocean's 8 first.
Wait,
and
what?
Ocean's 8. Oh, if you don't know about that, you should get with it. Sandra Bullock.
This is the woman one, right?
All women cast. Yeah. Rihanna, Sarah Paulson. Helena Bonham Carter, I'm so drunk. You know what I'm talking about. Badass women. Okay, look up this cast for real. And basically, it's the exact same thing as it always has been. I'm a fan of the original Ocean's 11. I mean, like, I just love all of them. Like old school. OG. Okay. OG all the way. Like, so whenever the remake came out with Clooney, I actually enjoyed that too. I wasn't a hater of that movie. I liked it. Because it was on its own, you know, it was kind of like before there was a lot of remakes, I guess is what I'm saying. Like when they made that movie, to me, it was like, oh, this is cool. This is a modern day take on a movie I really like, instead of now how it's every fucking body is doing something all the time is what I think, you know, like everybody's doing something all the time. And so I just want some originality. Y'all know y'all have heard me say that before. Sorry, I repeat myself, but I really like that movie. And so this one is like super cool. If you haven't seen the trailer for it, look it up. I think it comes out in June of this year.
All right, I'll have to look up the trailer. Mm-hmm.
And then another one on a small note, because our baby loves Wreck-It Ralph. There's Wreck-It Ralph 2 is coming out
now. That I actually am looking
in November. I'm super excited about it. It might be his first movie we take him. He'll be 3 and a half. I'm scared to death to take him somewhere like that.
My only issue with thinking about y'all taking him is him, like, getting up and, like, literally just jumping up and down in the movie theater.
He would be so damn happy. He'd be like, I need to go into that big giant TV screen and see my Wreck-It Ralph.
The Ocean's movies, I haven't seen any of them. Not the original, not any of the remakes, not 12, not 13.
Oh, no.
Not 3 and a half. I haven't seen any of them.
I've seen the original one. I've seen the first one, like the first one that Clooney and Pitt and all of them did. And then I didn't even bother to watch the next one. Or any, you know, if there's anything past that, I don't know.
The Wreck-It Ralph, though. This one's Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet, right?
Yeah, and apparently Moana is also in it from Moana. So, like, I guess they all meet up on the internet somehow. I don't know how that storyline's going to go. But, yeah, that's when I just looked up the cast. It said Moana, like under her name. So, I'm not sure that she, unless she's playing a voice character and they just, like, fucked up and it says her name and under her name because she is the voice of Moana. So, it's, like, telling you who she is. But it actually said her character as Moana, I think. It was really weird. So, that's kind of interesting.
So, Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Him and Vanellope go on an internet something or another.
I'm really interested about that because I'm like, how did they get from the game console or is this done this time?
Probably an app.
Maybe an app.
It's probably going to be an app.
There's an app for that.
There's always an app.
I'm also excited about Black Panther. I don't know if y'all are excited about that.
Yeah.
I think it looks really cool. The idea and everything about him like going back to his homeland and like taking back the throne. That's what the movie's, you know, it's about. Yeah. It's his own standalone. So it's like, that's really
fucking
awesome. No, definitely.
It looks really cool. I mean, they made Black Panther look like an extremely cool character, which I mean, he is a really cool character, but this is going to come out like after the Infinity War.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to seeing that too, because they're finally actually going to fight Thanos and we're going to see the Infinity Gauntlet and all that good mess.
So if somebody hadn't seen any of these superhero movies, what ones would they need to see before that one came out?
The first Avengers, right? The very first Avengers?
No. You're going to want to like watch like Iron Man.
Oh, yes. Okay. He needs to go back.
Like, yeah. Okay. Like the first Thor. Don't so much watch like the second.
How many of these movies do you need to watch? How many of them are there? Like 15? There's like four Iron Mans.
No, but you just need to watch Iron Man number one or the series.
No, but seriously, though, there's like four Iron Mans. There's like four Thors.
Yeah. But you get to watch them all in like tandem. You don't have to, or not tandem, but you don't have to watch them all like that, like all straight through like that. You can watch them like catty corner a little bit.
And then what else do you need to watch, though? Is
you got to watch Captain America.
There's like four of those.
The first one. There's like, and then, you got to watch all of those.
GSP's in one of them.
Yeah, I think so.
What else?
Well, he's the Winter Soldier. He's the French guy.
The Hulk movies?
The French guy.
Yes, yeah. But.
You say Hulk?
Yeah, you got to watch, the Incredible Hulk with the Edward Norton thing.
Okay.
Like with Edward Norton. Because it's not Edward Norton after that movie.
No, it's Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, it's Mark Ruffalo. You kind of watch all of those, like all the first ones, and then you watch the Avengers.
Then the Avengers.
There's like six Hulk movies, though.
No, the one with Edward Norton, though.
So you only have to watch like two Hulk movies?
Yeah, I was like, there's only like the Incredible Hulk, and then like the Avengers. He can't have another standalone movie. Like, there's a whole bunch of bullshit with like the Hulk and having like his own singular standalone movie.
And there's just what? Is there two Avenger movies now?
There's two. There's two Avenger movies, and the Infinity War is going to mark three.
So I would need to watch like four Thor movies, four Iron Man movies, a Hulk movie, four Captain America movies.
I'm not saying you really have to watch Thor,
but to watch everything, it's what I would need to watch, right?
Yeah, essentially.
So it's like 14 movies.
Yep, essentially.
Wow.
And this is why he's never done it.
Spanned over like the last like fucking 15 years.
Yeah, I've seen majority of these movies, but not the rest of them I haven't seen, and it's because he doesn't want to see them. The ones I've seen have been like because of the kids, like they're, you know, they're into some
you have
of
to
that
see
stuff.
Ant-Man.
You would have to see it.
You'd have to see Ant-Man.
That's 15 movies now, damn it.
Well, I saw a lot of people saying like when the trailer came out for this Infinity War, they're like, "Oh my god, this is look at this payoff from this movie and this and that."
Yeah.
Because there's finish-ups to follow-ons, because that's how Marvel rolls.
Well, it's because It's because we've been waiting on this since Iron Man 1.
That's forever. That's since Eli was like born 12 years ago or something.
Yeah, that was like 12, 13 years ago or somewhere around there. Like, it's been almost 15 years or so, if I remember right. But I can't remember the exact start of that right now.
Mercy.
And they've been planting seeds in every movie?
Yeah, they've been planting seeds in every movie.
Yeah, like, there's definitely.
For fucking forever.
Wow. Well, I understand the hype then.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming.
Well, another movie that I'm talking about that's got a lot of hype is, of course, the Han Solo.
We've already watched Guardians of the Galaxy, so you got that, too.
Oh, they're part of that? That, like, together? Yeah. Well, yeah, because of Thanos, duh, of course.
The Thanos stuff, but...
But, yeah, the Han Solo solo movie that's coming out, the Han Solo story, directed by little Ronnie Howard. Little Ronnie Howard on the Andy Griffith Show.
God, I remember being like a little bitty kid and watching that show and seeing him as like a little kid.
It's literally said little Ronnie Howard on the credits.
It did. And then when he was on Happy Days, it said Ron Howard. Did it say Ron Howard, Ronald Howard?
I can't remember. Probably both. I don't fucking know.
Who knows?
But yeah, dude, this Han Solo movie. What do you think about this? Is it going to be good? We got Donald Glover.
Woot woot. Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino fucking as Lando.
Yeah.
I think they nailed it with that. I really do. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Childish Gambino. And I think that Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, is the perfect young Lando. The perfect young Lando. I don't know why. I don't know who could have done it.
Isn't Daenerys Stormborn...
Yes.
Amelia Clark, she's she's
in this movie.
I
think she's gonna be his love interest possibly.
Khaleesi forever.
That's wild. Then you got, of course, Chewie's gonna be in it, and it's supposed to tell a story of him meeting Chewie, him meeting Lando. It's gonna show the famous scene where he drives the Millennium Falcon.
The 12 parsecs.
Yeah, the 12 parsecs thing. It's supposed to show that.
He's going
to
be like,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's going to be pretty epic, you know.
We cleared that run in 12 parts.
I think it might be on the same level as Rogue One. I'm not expecting it to, like, you know, be the fucking be all end all, but I think it's going to be really good for what it is. And I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be good. There's a lot of good actors in there, you know? Yeah. I mean, Glover's good. Amelia's good. I don't know about the dude playing Hans. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I don't know anything about that fucking dude. I don't know a damn thing about that dude.
That might be good, though.
He doesn't even really look like Hans. But
well, think about Daisy. Think about Daisy for Rey.
Like old Harrison Ford.
And think about who played Jen Erso. Both of those girls are not people that we knew before those movies. Or even Finn and Poe. These people we didn't know. And these are now characters that I like.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, like, I think that it'll be
But this
be
guy's
good.
Filling someone else's shoes. That's the only thing. Like, it's hard not to think about Han. So it's not hard. It's Harrison Ford.
Always will be.
You know, I mean, it's fucking Harrison Ford. These other people.
Viva la Harrison Ford!
These other people are playing their own deals, you know?
It's kind of like, I guess, you know, when you think Indiana Jones, you think Harrison Ford.
That's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, you fucking.
It's like, man, it's Harrison Ford.
It's crazy, dude. But I'm pretty excited about it, and I think they're gonna tell us a good story at least.
I think that they'll at least attempt to try to tell you a good story.
There's such a good story to tell with Han Solo. So you know, I mean everybody loves him. Everybody loves him.
Yeah, I mean, he is beloved by all.
You get on Battlefront, you'll fuck people over with that fucking gun. You get in there, fucking lucky shot, you shoot him in the goddamn face.
Hey, man, Han shoot first.
I thought Lando did, didn't he? Was he even
Lando
there?
Wasn't even there.
It's all always right. Lando.
All right, so Lando was a Jedi, like, ninja.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about another movie that I'm pretty excited about, though.
All right.
You want to know what it is?
What's that?
Childhood video game memories, Rampage. When I first thought that they were going to make this, yes, I was like, what the fuck is this? I laughed about it. I thought it was stupid. I've now watched the trailer probably 4 or 5 more times.
Isn't The Rock in this?
Yes. And I'm like, I don't want them to hurt their friends. And so it's very Jurassic Park-y to me. I feel like it's like a Jurassic World, rather, with Chris Pratt and his, like, love of the, what's her face, Blue, you know, the raptor, whatever, the one he trains or whatever. Yeah. Okay, so, like, the way they, like, talk to each other or whatever, it's, like, the same fucking thing in Rampage. Like, that's exactly what they do. He, like, has this gorilla, right, their buddies.
Is Mighty Joe Young?
Yes, yeah, and Mighty Joe Young. Then all of a sudden, he gets, like, this chemical thing that turns him ginormous, and, like, he only listens to, you know, one person. It's going to be The Rock's character.
Player one.
Yes.
Player one.
Player one. Player two. Player two. Hit the building. Crash. TNT. Let's have some. What else? A banana. I like when you eat the people.
Yeah, this whole video game, this was way left field. This was one I was not expecting, because, you know,
I thought they were talking about Rampage Jackson.
Like, yeah, that came out of nowhere, really.
I was just like, how are they going to make a movie about a game where you just go and beat up buildings? Like what are you going to stretch that out for an hour and a half?
That's
for
the thing. Like, the game is all about, like, beating up buildings and eating people. And literally beating up more people in buildings than the other player.
Yeah. They've attached this whole story to it with the
you gotta have
saying.
A love story. Yeah. About the, a man and his gorilla.
A man and his gorilla.
And The Rock is in everything.
I mean, yeah.
The Rock.
He is really saturated on the market. He is really set.
The Rock.
He's all about that Jumanji.
When does the Rock fad break off? Do you think it does soon, or what do you think is going to happen?
Personally,
I have no idea. He seems to still be going pretty strong.
That's what I was about to say. I think it's going to go on for a few more years, possibly.
I think it'll go on until he wants it to not.
We got Jumanji 2 coming out, what, this year? Next year?
It's going to come out, yeah, next year, supposedly against Star Wars Episode 9.
Which seems like the dumbest idea in the world to me.
Well, because of the backlash 8 received, and they knocked it out in the third week, but Star Wars has made like $500 million more, I think, total, so I don't understand.
I don't think that that's a smart move for whoever's doing that, and I really think they should reconsider their
come out
date.
The week after.
Yep. Right after. If you want to be competitive. Or even right before, if you want to be first.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah, if you want to do it beforehand or
don't
after,
do
that'd
it
be good.
The day of
seems like a bad idea.
I think you're going to lose.
I mean, start regardless of the way
I don't
the
care
people
what it
are
was.
Necessarily coming away from the last movie.
We're still going to all flock.
They're still going to be flocking their ass to the movie theater to see the next installment.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
I will too.
I rest my case.
But I like the other one, so. Also,
I didn't mean like y'all were talking crap.
No, I saw a movie called, I hadn't seen it advertised at all, but it was called Game Night, and it had Rachel McAdams and Jason Bateman in it, and the little caption, and said it was real funny. It said something that they thought they were playing a game, but it was like a real life, like, crime that they just thought that they thought they were just playing a game, but apparently they're running around committing crimes in real life. And don't know it, that's what they're actually doing because somebody's making, like, telling them. I don't know exactly the premise, but I like both of those people. Jason Bateman cracks me up most of the time.
It sounds like a Clue ripoff.
It's kind of what I'm thinking.
They're in a car.
Sounds.
Everyone's still in a car.
Everybody
shows up in a car.
I'm on a boat.
We're in a car right now.
I'm in a car.
I'm on a boat.
I'm in a train and a plane. Automobiles.
You got any more movies?
I think that's pretty well covered for the moment.
I think that's pretty much it for me, too. I know Incredibles 2 is coming out, but I don't know.
I mean, there's some other things, I guess, that we could kind of mention, but I don't know. I'm
there's Incredibles 2. There's like Creed that. 2.
Yeah. We were talking about that earlier.
Creed 2 looks kind of interesting, but Ivan Drago's son's going to be in it, and he's fucking enormous.
That guy is huge.
Oh, my God. The guy is fucking, like...
huge.
Oh, it's... he's
no, no. He, like, he doesn't even deserve the end of huge. Like, he, it's just literally huge. He's so damn big.
He's big, man. He's big. Like, what's... Dolph Lundgren's going to be back in it.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he is. He's reprising his role as Ivan Drago, and this is his son, Vitor Drago.
In real life, son.
He's not his real life son, but this guy's fucking big.
He could be his real life son.
I think he's bigger than Dolph Lundgren ever was.
Oh, gosh.
He's a big-ass dude.
But
he is cut to shit, too.
Yeah, he's ripped. But yeah, man, I guess that's about it for me, too, you know?
Yeah, me three.
Hells yeah. I like it. All right.
We need to come back with Goodfellas soon.
Goodfellas? And
we should definitely come back with Goodfellas.
Should we do Goodfellas, and should we pick another one from the bowl tonight?
Damn, it's been a long time since I've done this. I don't even know what the hell's in here.
Pick one, dude. Pick one.
I hope it's good. I hope it's good. I hope it's good.
Crash. I'm watching Crash.
Which one is that? Is that the one with the Pikes?
No.
No, dude, that's Snatch.
Okay.
I wish this was Snatch.
Speaking of Snatch, do you know who plays Ron in...
I'm just going to keep pulling this out until I get Snatch.
Harry Potter. Y'all know who plays Ron in Harry Potter? Apparently, they have a show. Snatch is a show. And he's on it.
That's... actually kind of cool, and at the same time...
there's a lot of people on. I was like,
why would that be...
I don't know the story. I don't know where they're picking up or what they're doing, but I literally just saw a thing of it, and I was like, oh, what is this?
I have no fucking clue what Crash is.
I don't remember right
now. I know what Crash is.
I think I have an idea as to what Crash is, but I might be mixing it up with a different movie.
It's a great movie for this day and age. It'll tell you to... so just love your neighbor.
All right. Is Topher Grace in this movie?
No.
Okay, then I'm mixing it up with a different movie.
This is a pretty serious movie.
Well, I guess we got Crash and Goodfellas coming up soon.
All right. Yep, so we will be watching Goodfellas and Crash for when we come back all together. And all right. So this has definitely been very fun, everybody. Say goodbye to the folks, y'all.
Later.
Later.
There you go. But you should definitely, if you've been enjoying it, you should check out the other shows on the Podfix Network. We're very proud members of that. Really enjoy it. You should check out the Podfix Presents that's going on. A couple different shows on there. One very fun, interesting one if you're into like magazines, like comic books and things like that. So definitely check that out, podfixnetwork.com. And then if you want to catch the show, you can catch us at like Podomatic or Apple Podcast, or you just plug in Now and Technicolor Podcast and that'll work. But all right, everybody, this has been fun. I'm sure we really enjoyed it. We hope you enjoyed it, and everybody take care. We'll holler at you next time, and stay colorful.
Check out more shows like it at PodfixNetwork.com.